This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. A link on the website, USA Prepares, or information's on the website, USAPrepares.com. Silent Night just called in to the studio. And the meetup topic tonight is Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's and dementia and how to fight back. Silent Night's hosting, and the Beninati family will be at the meetup talking about the latest update to their situation where the police came and drew their rifles and aimed them at Jeremy Beninati. And ran him out of town, arrested him, cost him his job as a programmer. What a miserable operation we have here in the kingdom of Wright County, Missouri. But with a few more good people like the Beninatis, we can push back against this evil government that we have. And let's see, that's 4:45 to 8 p.m. tonight, the Beninati story. By the way, Joe Acapenti called in and made the announcement that he would let the prosecutor keep his job for now if he backed off and dropped the charges against Jeremy Beninati. Well, it's not exactly what happened, but here's what did happen. The prosecutor excused himself. He's no longer part of the case. He's no longer part of the prosecution. So he ran scared. By the way, class, USA Prepares, we don't back down. Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're continuing our discussion about the Financial State of the Union.com, the news tab. Your class topics are posted right there, and I'm following along. Captain John Reagan?
Well, I've got a few articles here from the financial and employment sections this week and last week that are about China. And I think when we put them all together, we see a picture that things really aren't going to turn around anytime soon. One is the Chinese exports plunged over 25% compared to last year. That means they're not selling as much worldwide by quite a margin. 25%, that's quite a lot. I've also got an article on the Chinese housing bubble, which goes in the step-by-step how they're moving, at least the wealthy are moving their money out of China or even doing some of this in China, how the business owner creates fake employment contracts with his maid or driver, showing big income and justifies a big mortgage. The owner sells property to the maid or driver, and they don't care about what the price is. The owner gives his maid the money for the down payment, which is in China's 30% right now. And of course, when there's a loan, the rest of the amount, or I guess really the whole amount that the sale price is, goes to the owner. The maid or driver moves into the property and lives there until the actual owners decide to stop paying for the mortgage payment. out of the property, and at some point they stop making the mortgage payment, and they don't really care that the bank takes it because they've already got their money out of it. We've talked a lot about the Baltic Dry Index, which is about raw materials, and that's approaching 400 again. It's up to 398 today. But while the Baltic's been recovering a bit, there's another freight index, the China Containerized Freight Index, that's been dropping and is hitting record lows. And the difference is the containerized index is basically finished goods being shipped. And as we discussed, exports are down 25%. So that means there's a whole lot less demand, and that affects prices.
John, we've got David in Tennessee on hold. David, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Sorry to interrupt, John. I know you never get to get the news out, and I'll try to make it brief and quickly as I can. I had heard about America Again in a book that was written to start the AmericaAgain.net by David Zuniga several years back on the Alex Jones show, and it's growing rapidly now as a way to take our country back. The book is free online, Fear of the People. That's AmericaAgain.net website, and it's going to be grassroots at small towns all across America, getting together and bringing our representatives home where they belong instead of allowing them to stay in Washington and holding them accountable for their actions and unconstitutional actions that they've been taking for so many years now.
Well, it sounds like the plan is to bring them home and then go visit them and go visit them at their houses and talk to their wives or their husbands and their children and let them know that we know who they are, where they live, and what we demand that they do, which is represent our interests or we're going to fire them. But yeah. And by the way, never reelect anyone. So if anyone's in office, never reelect them and never promote them. Never promote them to the next level of incompetence and abuse and tyranny. Okay, so what I'll do, David, is I'll post this on the website. I've got the link, America Again. I just brought it up.
Yes.
And, okay, I'll take care of that from my end.
Well, wonderful.
Anything else?
Mike Fedler, we're having community meetups all across America, and it's just a matter of bringing them home, holding them accountable, and prosecuting up all of those and freezing their assets to where they're made to hold to the Constitution. And it's in the First Amendment, and it just hasn't been ratified in enough states. It was ratified in 11 states, and then I think there's a project some years back, college as their point of teaching or whatever, was able to ratify it in one other state, and we just need, I think it's 27 additional, and then it will become law. So they go online and read the book or watch the little short films that David and others have come up with. It's self-explanatory, really. Super.
Very good. David, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Vincent and John. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, John, back to you.
Okay. This one I found a little disturbing. China proposes unprecedented nationalization of insolvent companies. Banks will equitize non-performing loans. Now, let's start off on the other side, the bail-ins that the banks do. That's where you have money taken out of your accounts, and in exchange, they give you stock equities into the bank. Now, good luck trying to trade that stock for cash, but because they gave you, quote-unquote, something of value for the money they stole from you, it's not considered theft. Now, let's go to the flip side. These banks have loans, and we've got all these companies in trouble, and the last thing that the government wants to admit is that they've got the serious financial trouble. So what the banks will do is, in place of the loans, they'll take equity stock of the companies and gain control of these companies. So the banks are on, you know, kind of both sides of this this financial war we've got going on between the depositors and the debtors. And just wonder how soon before we see some of this come to America. But you know, I talked about how when we have this deflationary era that we have going on right now, companies can't keep up forever. Whatever cash they have, they're going to burn through. We've got so many areas where it's costing more to do business than what they get for the revenue. And that's going to result in business failures, mergers, and government takeovers. And what this also shows is bank takeovers. And in the corporatist fascist model that a lot of these companies are coming, Freudian, I guess, their countries are operating in, basically the difference is under communism, everything is state-owned. With the socialism, corporatism, it's privately owned, not by the peons, of course, but controlled by the government. And that's what we're seeing here in this case. And if that isn't enough to cause you problems, China has a five-year plan and includes cutting 50 million jobs. That is a huge number. You're talking about a number that's equivalent of one-sixth of the population of the United States. And if you have that many people out of work, no income, people tend to, riot. And, of course, the leaders in government don't want the actions directed towards them. So that's why they create wars, so they can turn that hatred and violence outward. And it's, like I say, the picture's not looking good for the near future.
John, when we come back, I'd like to just mention something about a Chinese product. Hillary Clinton, the past administrations we've had favored trade with China, and we've shed our manufacturing, fired people, closed plants, and now we have some of this Chinese junk here. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about China, and I just have an anecdotal story. Over the weekend, I bought a fuel tank, a 500-gallon fuel tank for diesel. I'm taking delivery of diesel fuel for the farm, and I was able to buy it at a fairly good price. I expect the price of diesel is going to go up, so I wanted to have an extra 500 gallons here. And so I bought this used tank, and it was in great shape. But I noticed when I bought it that the fuel drain plug on the bottom of the tank was broken off. It has a square component to the plug, and it's a national pipe thread fitting. Somebody must have put a wrench on it and broke it off. I thought, well, okay, I can probably get that fixed. I can take care of that. So I bought the tank and put it on the truck, drove home, and started to, you know, vacuum out the tank. It didn't have any fuel in it. It was empty, just a little rust in the bottom. Vacuumed it out with a shop vac and tried to get this plug out. Put a pipe wrench on it, and the pipe wrench just caused the plug to flake off. So chunks of metal are just flaking off. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen this before. And so I heated it with a torch and sprayed it with Teflon penetrant oil. Couldn't get it off. Got a bigger pipe wrench, couldn't get it off. The plug just crumbled. I'd never seen something like this before, such weak material. And the ring that was welded onto the tank is really strong, but this plug was really cheap Chinese garbage. And I looked at the top plug, which is a 3-inch plug, and someone before me had tried to get that off, and that crumbled in pieces, in parts of it as well. So I left that plug in. But what I'm saying is our government has forced us to have to buy Chinese products because of the unfair trade practices that we have. If we want to compete with the Chinese, we can't. So our companies have gone out of business. Our tool and die makers have gone under. Our machine shops have gone under. We only have a few left. And now we have these cheap Chinese products, Chinese steel, Chinese electronics. We don't make electronics anymore. And how do we rebuild, you know, when we have these lousy parts? We shipped our lathes and our mills and, you know, all those machines. We shipped them to third world countries. Now they have them. And then we get to buy products that are made with our old equipment using inferior materials, like this cheap Chinese steel. Now, not all Chinese products are bad, but this is an example of, if you look at one of these plugs at a store, and if you go to Home Depot, or if you go to Lowe's, you're going to buy a Chinese piece of pipe. And is it going to rust and rot out faster? Yeah, probably. So you go through all this labor, and you figure you're using good quality materials, and it may not be the case. That is the point. Back to you, John. Oh, by the way, I fixed it. I took an air chisel, and I just tapped it with an air chisel and blew right through it. I couldn't believe how flimsy this was. So what should never have happened took easily an hour to cut and saw and chisel this one-inch plug out. So we've created a lot of extra work for ourselves by buying cheap Chinese stuff. Okay.
I've got some preparedness items I'd like to get into so that we get to them before we run out of time.
Okay.
First one, info only, NOAA projects. And that link goes to the family membership page of the NOAA projects website. Among the benefits you get is an app that alerts you of solar flares. What they're looking about is things like the EMP or CME type effect on the power grid. And if you click on the home page of this project, what really jumped out at me, one of the team is none other than Newt Gingrich. Now, there might be people too young to remember he was Speaker of the House, which you might argue is the second most powerful person in our government after the president. Because after the president and vice president, he's the next in line for the presidency, and he controls a lot of what goes on in the House of Representatives. Also thought it was interesting, the news where he said that the reason that Trump is a problem is he's not a member of a secret society. And we'll talk more about this after the break.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons why I support Trump. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948, 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And Captain John Reagan, you're talking about Newt Gingrich. When you're done mentioning him, I have just a small piece of anecdotal evidence to just talk about who he is. So please continue.
During the break, I was sitting here. They're going through a series of quotes on the banner on their homepage, and one of them's from Newt saying, "Of the 11 major threats to our society, EMP ranks number one." And I do give him credit for, you know, the work he's doing, trying to tell people, you know, the dangers of being grid down. I just don't know if the society, or this project, the NOAA projects, is a real solution or not. The property that they're selling, places in, from what I can tell, is in North Carolina. I have no idea what type of people are buying there. You know, is it, are there any of the higher level people out of government and industry relocating to this a NOAA project location, or are they just selling, you know, security blankets to people that are awake enough and, you know, does it really offer a solution? I can't say either way, but I wanted to put that up, you know, it's an item of interest, and you know, maybe we need to start selling family memberships for $250 each. It's insane.
23 years ago, I put together a video teleconferencing system using two computers, two standard computers that I built. And this system would provide video teleconferencing on the computer monitor. These are CRT monitors back then. And we had a whiteboard. We had a connection with a document camera so you could see a document. You could text. You could share documents, share files, have audio, video, all with a dial-up modem over just plain old telephone service. And Newt Gingrich found out about this, found out that we made this. And his comment was, and this is 23 years ago, John. This was really bleeding edge technology. And he found out about it and he said, well, it'd be okay. But it'd be nice if you could do it with a conference call. That's, you know, it was the coolest thing. I mean, just dialing up and calling someone who had the, you know, similar unit at the other end. And we did it for $1,200. $1,200 for the entire system. You know, less the two computers. Which was, you know, amazing. In 1993, pulling that off for $1,200. And, anyway, that's Newt Gingrich. So these guys, if you think that these government people don't have their ear to the ground about technology, that is not the case. Many of them do. And they want to know what's going on, what private industry is creating and what hackers are doing, so that they can exploit it to use it for their purposes against us and against their enemies. That's the Newt Gingrich story. Now, I never met him, but he certainly was aware of the technology that we built. No question about it.
Well, before we move to the next topic, you know, I've discussed how with grid down and the lack of food and water, we're looking at a 99.5% fatality rate. And people aren't, you know, really used to working with percents. And you might be able to have an idea of where you have a setting like we had at the Hear the Watchman where there's 1,000 people in the room. Well, at a 99.5% fatality rate, that means 5 of those people would survive. That's how bad this is. You have to have food and water. You probably need at least a few years stored up, at least a few months at minimum, and that assumes that you already know how to raise your own food. Just can't stress that enough. And to give you some ideas, in a you know, no power world, batteries not needed is the next one, and it gives no power appliances designed to survive. There's 13. One is the ground fridge, which they've got a nice picture there where you would be under the ground, like similar to a root cellar. They're not cheap. They start at almost $10,000. Another one is a deluxe winemaking kit. And you might say, you know, I don't drink. Why would I need a winemaking kit? Mm-hmm. And it gets down to, well, let's just look at grapes, especially the colored grapes. The green grapes just, you know, don't have as much nutrition. But, you know, the red or the purple, they have phytonutrients in it that are great for you. But the thing is, you can't just, especially without technology, keep those around for a long period after the harvest and the way that a lot of food storage was done in the past is through fermentation. Well, when you ferment the grapes, you get wine, and it's not about getting drunk. It's about preserving that food source and those great phytonutrients. So the good news is that these types of things are not very expensive. The kit they show in the picture is $145, and kind of a low learning curve on that, unless you're trying to, I guess, make fine wine. But again, this isn't about you know, the enjoyment or the getting the drunk. It's saving the nutrients for use throughout the year.
And you can make wine for even less than $149. I mean, if you want the kit, sure. But you can get a 5-gallon carboy or a 3-gallon carboy, some grapes, some yeast, some wine-making yeast, a bubbler, and you can start making wine. You really can. If you want to clarify it, you can use isinglass or you can use some bentonite clay. You just need to sterilize the equipment before you do it. And you can easily make your own wine, no question about it. And you can do it almost for free. If you have grapes, you don't even need grapes. You can use other fruits.
Right.
You can even use dandelions. You have to add some sugar, but you can make some dandelion wine. But the best grapes to use would be, as you said, the red grapes.
Another thought is a golf cart with a solar charger. Though,
yeah.
That helps you to, it's not for playing golf, it's to, you know, help you move things around.
Yeah.
That
would be an electric golf cart class, and the idea is the charging system, instead of a plug-in-the-wall charger, would be a solar panel on the roof. Absolutely.
An item that's getting harder to get, wood cook stove. I think that's been talked about before. Cast iron pots and pans. And again, you don't necessarily need to buy those new. Just go to an estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
Greenhouse.
And by the way, they're getting more expensive. And I use them every day. And I believe that it helps put iron in our systems. Really, using cast iron pots and pans. They're very easy to clean. They're heavy, but they're very easy to clean. And I have my grandmother's cast iron pot that I remember seeing her use, and it was old when I saw it in the 1950s. And we're still using it. I suggest you consider John Reagan's advice. Absolutely. Cast iron. It's a great way to go, but it's heavy.
It's heavy, but it's probably going to last for several generations.
Yeah, and yep. And if you drop it, it's going to dent the floor. But it will probably survive.
Yeah, just make sure you miss your foot.
You bet.
Greenhouses, which you've talked about recently.
Mm-hmm.
Solar oven and food dehydrator. And again, you don't even need to go as far as the solar oven they're showing there. If you've got an old satellite dish, you can cover it in aluminum foil and use it to focus the sun's rays.
Yep. That's Bill Whaley for you. That's what he recommends. Or you can use a cardboard box and line it with aluminum foil. Aim it at the sun.
The next one they have is a solar chest freezer. You're not going to have a power grid, and you're wanting to preserve, you know, freezing's away. Well, that's, again, not going to be real cheap. The one they're showing is about $1,600. Number nine I've talked about before on the show, non-circulating hydroponics, so you don't have to worry about having a pump. The Health Ranger sells these. You can make them yourself. Number 10, they got Berkey water filters. Again, we've talked about this on the show, and I think the Berkey's great for normal times, but once you get past normal times, the one thing I don't like about the Berkey is you have to prime the filter, and if you have to put contaminated water up the area where it's going to come back down. To me, that's a problem. And it's also going to be hard to get the pressure you need to prime the filters. So that's why I know, Vince, you have, and I have converted to the ProPure filter where we don't have to prime them.
That's right. So what John Reagan's talking about, class, is the Berkey water filter has a carbon block element, and it is unless water gets into the pores of the carbon block, it won't work. So you have to pressurize it from the inside of the filter with a faucet or force water into all those little crevices within the Berkey water filter, the black carbon filter, so that it will then work. And maybe one way of doing that is if you had a balloon and you filled the balloon with clean water, you could squeeze the balloon and use that to pressurize the Berkey water filter element. However, you'd have to have clean water ahead of time to do that. I'm not saying that Berkey water filters are not a good way to go. It's just that you don't have that problem with the ProPure water filtration system. They work without being pressurized. Wow. This time is really going fast, Captain John Reagan. We'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, class, I don't know how it happens, but, you know, we run out of time all the time, and I was looking at the list, so I asked John Reagan, what do you think about Friday? Can you do 2 hours on Friday? And we'll try to get through some of the rest of the list of topics for class today. And so Captain John Reagan agreed, and he will be with us on Friday. So we've got 4 hours of Captain John Reagan today and Friday. Please continue, John.
Number 11 on the list, traditional archery gear. Because no matter how much ammunition you stock up, sooner or later it's going to run out, even if it's for your grandkids. So that's, especially with today's modern bows, those should last a long time. Number 12, foot or hand-powered laundry washing machines. And the problem I have with that is that what you see in this post are fairly small. Something I saw in an Amish house there in the Ozarks, they took one of the old round washing machines that also has the wringer on it, and they put a 12-volt motor on it, and they had that run to a solar panel on the roof. So, yeah.
Yep. And by the way, class, in this line of thinking, electricity is very important. So we're doing a two-hour special tomorrow with Brandon Williams. He is the CEO of IronEdison.com, and they're manufacturing batteries. We're going to talk about that technology because, you know, traditional lead-acid batteries may last 5 to 10 years, typically 7. We're going to talk about how to make them last longer. We're going to talk about the different battery technologies. We're going to talk about the nickel-iron batteries. We're going to talk about solar power. So I am very, very seriously concerned about electricity, and that's why I put in a solar system here so that I can run the well. Because without water, we're cooked. We're absolutely cooked. So I have spare well pumps and so forth, but electricity is important for us, as well as shedding as much of the electrical devices as possible. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Please continue, John.
Number 13 on their list is Gerber Apocalypse Survival Knife Set. And, you know, if you had to, you could make knives out of rock, but it's not easy, and you're going to really mess your hands up doing so. So of the things that you can buy, really good knives, they're used for a variety of purposes. You also want other things like machetes, axes. And when you have those tools available to you, it will just make your life without electricity so much easier. And just so make sure I get this in, the third article that I call the Big Chill, Amish build a year-round ice storage house. And, you know, it's unheard of today, but before electricity, this is what they did during the wintertime. They, you know, stored up ice. You know, people in the far north where they had the freshwater lakes, they would go out and, you know, saw the ice out of the lakes. Places here like North Texas, one, you have to pray you have enough time below freezing, which I don't think we did this winter. And, you know, you make enough ice, you can build forms for that, then you store it in a facility. And that's, you know, a nice article about how to build such a facility. And, you know, keep your cool after everybody else has lost theirs.
Yeah. And what we're talking about, class, is a little building, like a one-car garage. You can think of it like that, but it's square. And it has a super insulated interior. So it's got the exterior, it's got steel roof. It's a nice-looking building. And then inside is the super insulated ice house. And they just cut and stack pieces of ice. Think of it like the size of reams of paper, just stacked. And if they need the ice, they go into the ice house and get it. And what a great idea. A lot of work. A lot of work, but if there's no other choice and you don't have electricity and you need to keep things cold, what a great way to go, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, John, you know what? And you know what? I have, I don't know if you saw it, in the kitchen, I have my grandmother's ice box. And they used to call refrigerators ice box. Oh, it's in the ice box. Well, it was an ice box. And I have the ice box, and it's a working, complete ice box that belonged to my grandmother. My mother refinished it. And it's right in our kitchen today. So we're ready for it. All we have to do is build the ice house. What a great idea. I'm really seriously looking into this, John. I've got it on the screen right now. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. And we've got more of this kind of discussion coming up on Friday. 2 hours right here on USA Prepares. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And thank you, Captain John Reagan. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.